This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take a ton of phone calls in this hour. Then Dr. Steve Pachenik, who has been on the show for 14 and a half years. People used to like him, but some people hated him and couldn't stand him. Because he makes a lot of big claims, makes a lot of huge statements, but he really is who he says he is. But a lot of his craft is being confident, but not in a con artist way, but actually believing in the potential of individuals and groups working together for liberty and to free the oppressed and to stand up against tyranny. He, 5-6 years ago, started hammering, you're going to see de-evolution from the federal government. You're going to see the EU fall apart. You're going to see nationalism rise again and nationalist leaders, and your listeners will be a great part of that. I'm not making fun of him, but that's how he talks. And you now see it happening. He's really a smart guy. He did co-write the books with Tom Clancy. He's one of Tom Clancy's major sources. You know, he basically coined the term net wars and net force and cyber security to a great extent. And he ran the Camp David Accords, and he's overthrown major countries, and you know, he's basically under indictment, you know, and things in Italy for all sorts of, you know, the death of prime ministers, you name it. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. But the point is that he's a heavy hitter, and he's going to be joining us to break this down. And, I mean, I've had, like, the only Russian government contact I've had was a couple times in New York. Super hot blondes would come up to me at an event and ask me if I like Vladimir Putin. And then it would, like, come to dinner, you know, and there'd be, like, some handler going, you like Putin? You like Russia? And I'd be like, what the hell? I'm like, no, I'm not going to dinner with you. So I had that, and that's basically Russia's main way of infiltrating U.S. media. I mean, that does go on, let's be honest. The globals do it to them 10 times the Russians do. And then the other thing was they claimed I was going on RT. I've been on there, like, 100 times or more. And I wasn't on RT. It cuts on Skype. And it's a bunch of people in a government room interrogating me about Steve Pachenik. How do you know Pachenik? How do you know Pachenik? Why does he talk to you? Mm-hmm. They're all looking at me, and I'm like, I wasn't guilty of anything against Russia or anything. They were really looking at me like I was this horrible person. And then right after that, I was banned off RT, and I was told that the U.S. government had threatened them and said, we're going to pull your license. I mean, I was told by basically the head of RT U.S. that. And I've told a bunch of other stuff, and I mean, I've been on Japanese TV probably 50 times. I've been on British TV probably 100 times. I've been on Brazilian TV 5 or 6 times, Mexican TV dozens of times. I mean, used to, I did the interviews. They would come through, so I was a news source. I've been on Turkish TV 30 times or something. I've been on Israeli TV a bunch. I've been on Iranian TV over 100 times. And then the Iranians invited me to go meet with Ahmadinejad, and I said, you know what, I'm going to stop right there. And then I got contacted by people saying, very interesting, the Iranians talk to you. Would you ever want to go to Iran? I was like, no, I don't trust this government to go to Iran to spy on the Iranians for you. Thank you very much. I wasn't saying that. I was just seeing. You know, that's the kind of world I live in. So whatever makes spies show up is I stop doing it. See, spies show up, I quit doing it. I just, you know, I don't need to go on. Oh, my God. The Iranians called me for like 3-4 years after every day going, Mr. Jones, please come on program. I'm talking national Iranian TV. Press TV, international, actually. And of course, I go on there and promote freedom. I mean, I don't go on there and like speak. I'm like, America needs the Second Amendment. Worldwide, we need free market. You need to free your people and blah, blah, blah. And Russia needs to open up more freedom as well. And I mean, I would say all that as an ambassador, I guess, for the real voice of America. But when I come back, I'm going directly to Matt on Libya. Adam says that WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is just building it up. Well, I got some comments on that. Uncle Sam was talking about WikiLeaks. Chris wants to talk about America voting for Trump. Haiti Hurricane Matthew just hit in the last couple hours. It's right over Haiti right now, covering the island with torrential rains. And here's the big problem, 145-mile-an-hour winds. That's about as fast as a hurricane goes. typhoons up to 220. So we're going to be breaking it all down, and it's set in the next few days to slam into Florida and the U.S. East Coast. Talk about an October surprise.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Donald, Uncle Sam, Chris, Matt, and many others. Your phone calls are coming up here in just a moment. I've canvassed a lot of really smart folks around the office, like David Knight, and I said, "What do you think is happening with WikiLeaks?" Him saying in June, "I'm going to release it by next week. That'll, you know, destroy her. It'll get her indicted. It'll be devastating." These are quotes. And then it turns into next week, next week, next week. Here's my new book. He tells everybody the big press conference is going to be Wednesday. Oh, now it's going to be Tuesday. It looks like an Access TV production. In 2 hours, basically nothing gets said. It was like slitting your wrist or something. And I've looked around. Maybe he tweeted it. Let's double check. But he said, "I'm not going to release this stuff at 3 a.m. That's the best time to actually release stuff, because then the media is all actually up then. That's the big news day. That's the smartest time to release something, would be on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, a Monday, Tuesday, or a Wednesday at 3 a.m. That is the best time to release something. Everybody knows that. You know, you'll finish the story at 10 at night. You have it published at, say, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. might be the best, say, Eastern. And then he said, "I will release in 10 data dumps everything by the end of the year." Now, others are saying, like the Daily Mail, that he promises to release the election stuff before November 8th. So maybe that's true. I can't find it. He says he'll. They say he will publish a huge tranche or piece of 1 million leaked documents before the U.S. presidential election. And I guess maybe that leaks or that links to it right there. But he denied he is trying to torpedo Hillary Clinton's campaign. So it sounds like he's backing off going after Hillary, who he called a demon and the rest of it. Has he made a deal? I think there needs to be pressure put on WikiLeaks to do the right thing for the public. So Assange vows Google U.S. election leaks as WikiLeaks turns 10. But I've got him back in June. WikiLeaks will publish enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton, warns Assange. Okay, release it. If she needs to be indicted, man, release it. Come on. We're 34 days out here. She's planning to steal the election. They're federalizing it with the UN, for heaven's sakes. You keep saying you're going to release it, and then you sit there and advertise your book. You have the promotional understanding of a child, okay? And I don't mean that arrogantly, but I know what I'm talking about. You're an amateur when it comes to stuff like this. You've got courage. I've said you're a hero. Blah, blah, blah. We've been supporting you for 10 years, man. My country's in the crosshairs here. This woman stole the Haitian kids' money, 94%+ of it. They shipped tainted blood out to hemophiliacs worldwide. They knew it had HIV in it. This morning I was writing notes. I couldn't even go to bed when I was sitting there eating an early breakfast at 6 a.m. I just said, I'll just stay up, take care of the family. And I was thinking of all her crimes. I'm going to shoot an expose, just like a five-minute video that just mentions each crime. And says, is this really what you're for? And this upside-down world that trumps evil. I'm going to Adam first, then I'm going to Matt, Chris, Uncle Sam, Donald, and others. We've got this big hurricane that just slammed into Haiti, 145 miles an hour, speaking of Haiti. Pray for those folks. They've cut down almost every tree in the country. It's a giant mud pile of mountains. The death is going to be huge. They call that a conspiracy theory when I have my own common sense and historical understanding, but it's true. I said I thought SpaceX is being sabotaged. That's now CBS News, you name it. So we'll be breaking it all down. But what are Hillary's October surprises? I know what some of ours are, and you're going to be hearing about that by next week, and I'm just going to stop right there. But we've got clips of Trump I want to get to where he says Hillary is focusing on petty things, while all she's ever done is basically loot and sell out government jobs and positions and sovereignty. Yeah, that's what these globalists do. They sell out America, the formerly richest country in the world, and parlay it into global government power where they sit over the world. We have new footage of her gurney and medical emergency equipment, and the people panic when it's seen. That's up on Infowars.com. We have a new video that's up on DrudgeReport.com. Man says Bill Clinton is a rapist live on MSNBC. So now it's Fox. Now it's MSNBC. We just got to keep hitting all these stations, folks. Great job. Now, that guy didn't follow the rules, but I'm awarding him $2,000. Stop rape at Infowars.com. Just do it legally and lawfully, and you did. He walks over to you with the camera and the mic, and you hit him and hit him hard, so we salute you. So that's coming up. And it's more. We've got never-before-seen video, exclusive to Infowars.com, Obama on race. I am saddened that whites are still superior. This is a family-edited documentary. It's actually pretty good by the family. And it's just talk about an arrogant, pseudo-intellectual, know-it-all, you know, just total change agent. They're manipulating everybody. It is just standard crap. So this is a pretty big deal. New footage of Obama, you know, running around spewing his political correctness. I got a bunch of political correctness news here. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. Colleges are releasing a whole list of things you can't say and you can't do. It's even more incredible. You can't compliment a minority and say that's really neat or that's really cool. Like, wow, you're a great musician. What a great guitar player. I just love your voice. You know, I just love Jimi Hendrix's guitar. Oh, I'm being patronizing to a black person. No, I'm not. He's played an amazing guitarist and amazing singer. In my view, I mean, am I there to kiss his ass? No, I mean, what this creates is actual segregation, and that's the new announcement. They're announcing all over the country, segregation, no whites allowed. So whites are the new people that can't go to the water fountain, this area, you know, the dormitories, literally. So this is the total race division of the country in the name of liberalism. This is pure evil. So that's all coming up. But let's play a WikiLeaks clip from last night with the horrible hammered audio that WikiLeaks was putting out. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just this was a high school, you know, RTF class, media class. This isn't as good as a crappy college, you know, first shot here. I mean, this is a bunch of half-ass people. Always like, I'm a liberal. You know, sticking their chins out, putting their hands. I mean, I see it too much. I've been around it, man. The guy's got his hair sticking up on purpose, and you know, let me correct the record on with Licky Licks. No one said that. You know, just always correcting everyone, always in charge, always the boss. They've set up a monopoly on leaks, so everyone sends their leaks to them, so they can not release the stuff. I guess that they don't want to release. What a club! Release it. It was DC Leaks released all the new Soros crap and all the other things, but nobody picked it up, so it went to WikiLeaks, and then the poor guy that sent his stuff to WikiLeaks got shot in the back. Okay, I'm starting to get off the chain here. Let's just stop right there. The Snowden stuff all got doled out, didn't it? This is all getting doled out, I guess. Maybe they're right. Time will tell, but I'm angry. Because he did chump everybody. He did say, oh, the big thing's coming out, the big thing's coming out. He did do that. Big press conference, oh, it's still on, oh, don't do it like that. It's called crying wolf. You know, I've seen mountain cats and stuff hiking and wolves, even in East Texas. And, you know, I never until now really even told anybody about it. Because you just see a mountain lion 20 feet away running through the woods. You just don't even tell anybody when you get back to the ranch house because it sounds crazy, you know. You have to shoot it. I didn't want to shoot it. I had my AK-47 right there. I could have probably got it. But by the time I focused, it was going to the woods. I didn't want to kill it. I took the safety off, swung the rifle around, saw the tail end of the cat. It could have gone boom, 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 you know, semi-auto. But I didn't do it. But long story short, saw a red wolf, definitely a red wolf, not a hybrid. Could have killed it. Had it in the crosshairs about 2 seconds. I was in a tree stand hunting hogs. Well, I had shot two hogs that morning. This was years ago, but I was like 20 years old. But the point is that, you know, sometimes you just got to get a photo of it for people to believe it. So we've got a lot to cover here, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up. The hurricane, the exclusive with Obama on I'm saddened that whites are still, quote, superior. All this bizarre garbage. But right now, let's go to Adam on WikiLeaks from Florida. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, this is what I hope. And I'm not really the most educated when it comes to Julian Assange. But from what I understand, he's been in the embassy for 4 years. I read the medical report. He's going through a lot of stress. I believe he has.
You know what? I'll hand it to you. It can make you go cabin fever, stir crazy to be in there 4 years. I think he's a hero. I just think he's trolling people. He shouldn't have pitched his book at the end if he wasn't going to deliver the gravy. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well,
I want gravy. I want gravy. I want to see Hillary defeated.
Yeah. I hear that. And I think what he did was basically, I mean, this is just what I hope, him being a little selfish in that he's risking his life. He's been in prison. He doesn't know what his future is. He's trying to get as much of that limelight and as much attention as he can for his cause and what he feels is so important that he's done. And, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to, you know, get you to look at him. And then he needs to, like he said, on a weekly basis from now on, be in the spotlight and go.
He needs to release the indictable material now. We need it now. We're only 34 days out. So much is going on. He needs to release it now or right after the hurricane hits. He just, you know, 4 or 5 days after that disaster, that's going to be a whole new diversion. You think Hillary will show up to the hurricane disaster?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, for this debate between Pence and Kane, I'm looking for the same tricks as before. I think Pence is reviewing the questions right now, just like Hillary reviewed them before. And you're going to notice Pence is going to be Kane is going to seem just more fluent and more, he's going to seem more with it because he's not, Pence hasn't.
Why are you saying he's going to be more fluent?
Because he's had a chance to review all the questions just like Hillary did. And so it's going to make Pence seem like he's not with it when Kane has had a chance to review all the questions and he has an advantage. Just like
Well,
Hillary
I know
did.
This. I know this. We've got this whole Brent Hume piece I'll play later where he's making fun of me last night and others. saying that we're saying these debates are rigged. They admittedly turned his mic off the entire time to the audience where they couldn't even hear him past the fifth row. You know, 90% of the crowd couldn't even hear him. So that's why there was like people going, and not as much applause. There was 40 plus times Lester Holt interrupted him. Every time that there was an applause for Trump, Holt would interrupt that. He only interrupted Hillary six times. If that ain't rigged, I don't know what is, brother. What do you think?
I think it's rigged. And I definitely think all they have is these tricks to pull. And one thing I wanted to mention before I go, I noticed this election season, I've never really paid attention so much, but a recurring theme seems to be you must blame your opponent for what you're doing. And I think the reason is what's being done is being done, and the people know it, but they don't know who to blame. If you can focus the blame onto your opponent,
absolutely. Let me explain that. There's a lot of info floating around, and we've proven government-funded and foundation-funded sites that put out plausible-sounding conspiracy theories on purpose to confuse people that are very close to news. In fact, about 5 years ago, while Homeland Security was trying to ram through a bill to set up FEMA camps across the United States, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, The Onion came out with something that looked like C-SPAN with great acting, saying the exact thing that was really going on, but making a joke out of it. And that's a tactic that the Inquirer has been caught doing before, inoculating the public before some big scary thing actually comes out. And absolutely, they know the public is aware of what's going on. That's why Hillary accuses Trump of being a foreign agent when she's a foreign agent. That's why she accuses him of selling out U.S. interests when that's what she's doing. And speaking of that, I appreciate your call, Adam. Let's play a clip of Donald Trump. The video's up on Infowars.com along with an article. Trump calls out Clinton for selling government favors. Now, everybody has to get this article and video that Steve Watson posted and send it to your liberal friends and say, man, come on, wake up to what Hillary's really doing. And also send them articles that are mainstream where Hillary kept 94%+ of all the money she claimed was going to Haitian refugees. And 97% of the money she, quote, gave to charity, she gave to herself. You can send those articles to them and say, man, this is selfish, this is evil, this is wrong. But just like the Canadian and UK studies show, modern liberals that call themselves liberals are six times more likely not to give to charity or to commit crime. They'll tell you all day to donate, all day to give, all day to give a big tip, all day to help homeless people, all day to help, you know, immigrants, all day to help kids in, you know, Brazilian hospitals, but they don't donate hospital beds. They don't donate money. They don't go down to South America and fix kids' teeth for free like my dad does and never even brags about it. And, I mean, my dad's been places where there's, like, shootings and hand grenades going off. I mean, my dad's almost been killed in South America down there. I'm talking, you know, doing the dental work of 300, 400 kids when he's down there for a week. Okay, until the point he got sick doing it. My mom told him, you're old now, no more going to South America. He doesn't do that because he wants to feel good from white guilt. He does it because it feels good to help starving kids, okay? And any human, black, white, old, young, has that love of children. That's a human trait. They have actual studies that Google's pushing saying racism can only come from white people. Let me tell you, humans all basically act the same. And the media has directed, quote, minorities that it's okay to act like racist monsters. I mean, this is obvious. Now, let's go ahead and play this clip right now of Trump.
Anyway, her only method of making money is by selling government favors and granting access to special interests. Know nothing about how businesses succeed and grow. Hillary Clinton has never created a single job in her entire life.
That's right. She only steals jobs. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, he's a taker. Let's go ahead now and go to who is up next here. Who should we go to next? I'm going to move quick now. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I think the WikiLeaks thing is largely a distraction. I think the data needed to sink Hillary's campaign is already out there. The Libyan war is her biggest Achilles heel. I'd like to recommend a guest. If you've ever heard of Jim and Joanne Moriarty, they had intel out of Libya that was confirmed by General Mike Flynn himself when he was head of the DIA. And they've got, pictures of mass graves. They were witnesses to the invasion of Tripoli. when NATO brought in Al-Qaeda forces on transports into the ports. And, I mean, they've got really powerful evidence. And I think, you know, given the demographics of the Bernie voters, Trump wins by painting Hillary as a mass murderer, you know, regardless.
Absolutely. That's why we put the article out yesterday. And we'll put that, you know, article back up on screen for TV viewers, where we have the former head of the Congressional Black Caucus and others that met with Gaddafi. He was trying to give up, but they didn't want that. They wanted a failed state, and Hillary wanted a vendetta. And you're absolutely right about the folks that you just mentioned that were international business folks that also witnessed this. And General Flynn has confirmed everything they said. And so they are one of our sources. We are planning next week to try to get a lot of these people on the show, the former congressman, those folks, and others. But you're absolutely right. This is simply incredible. Hillary killed Libya peace deal over personal vendetta, claims whistleblower. Gaddafi agreed to hold free elections, but Clinton refusal led to ISIS takeover, thousands of deaths, international migrant crisis. And that story needs to go mega viral. It's got all the documents, you name it. The Clintons later bragged that Libya wasn't a failure. They wanted a failed state to give Islamic State a jumping off point, which they've now have in Syria. And that's why this is so important. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really think this is an Achilles heel because it shows, you know, Clinton waged war on the Libyan people. You know, they really didn't just overthrow the military. They really destroyed.
It was a destabilization, civilization-ending program for Africa.
Exactly. And not only that, Alex, Hillary Clinton herself, as Secretary of State, recognized the NTC government. That government declared Sharia law as the only law in Libya. And so Hillary Clinton ratified the enslavement of a free population of women to Sharia law when she did that. You know, and so I wonder what women voters in the United States are going to think when they see that formerly, you know, women who can go to college, who could own businesses, engaged in contracts, were all, you know, all that was shut down by the NTC.
And by the way, we bring this up and they have Gloria Steinem and others get on TV and say, how dare you bring up Islam? You're Islamophobic. This is what Orthodox Islam under Wahhabism and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra is. It's what our own military has exposed is going on and begged Congress to stop Obama and Hillary. And exactly, she's so evil, basically married to Uma Abedin, you know, staying with her in the same hotel room. And then Uma Abedin's mother is the main journal controller that glorifies sexual mutilation of all Islamic women. And the liberal publications make a joke about it when I talk about it and say, Alex is obsessed with women's genitals. Get out of Uma's underwear drawer. They actually had joke articles about it. It's not funny. These people aren't liberals. They are insane mental patients.
Yeah, exactly. And when Hillary recognized the NTC legally, internationally, that was a big step to allow, you know, Libya's, you know, whatever, tens of billions of dollars to go to that government and, you know, to be used to support the radicals and send them over to Syria. So she not only ratified, you know, Sharia law in Libya, she also, you know, allowed international funds to be sent to that NTC government that was partnered with the terrorists. I mean, I really think this is, I mean, I don't know how she can defend against this, Alex. If that information is managed well, I personally think it sinks her campaign.
Roger Stone believes so. I believe so. We're going to put together a special informational video in the next week. It's funny you said that about Hillary supporting the persecution of women. It's just you have to get to the trendy liberal women who watch The Daily Show and live in a bubble and only go to the Huffington Post and New York Times. And I feel sorry for these women. I mean, you talk to these modern women, and the modern men are even dumber. But, I mean, they don't know what planet they're on, brother. You sound like you're an informed guy. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not. I'm just a lawyer. But I've been listening to you, Alex, for about 10 to 12 years. You woke me up. And, you know, just having a background in doing research, informational research, I've kind of become a news hound.
And, well, I want to say something. Don't count on us, because here's the deal. We put out videos that we put a week into, and it gets 500,000 views. Sometimes we put a video out that we put an hour into, it gets 5 million. We never know what hits big. Everybody should make their own YouTube videos where you just sit there with a computer screen showing the articles. You got a great voice. You're a smart guy. sound more convincing than I do. You know, put a plea out to women to wake up. We need all of you listening to do your own YouTubes, your own podcast, to call into what you're doing, you know, shows like you're doing. You're the leader, Matt. You are the answer. You're the solution. More calls and a ton of news breaking. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I knew a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah.
We only got 34 days. 34 days till destiny.
Never let it show.
If you don't think they're going to try to steal the election,
he could never answer yes.
I got a wooden Indian for you to marry.
He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah.
Little Hank Williams coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas.
Too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine.
Here we go.
Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know. Is any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
I was reading, the reason I chose this for music a couple years ago, that some radio stations will not air the original version of this because talking about an Indian's face, a Native American's face being red, is hateful. No, it's not. It's a folk song. It's not insulting anybody.
His heart was
sick. And they done national polls where the majority of Native Americans don't want the Washington Redskins to have their team changed. It's honoring Native Americans. But again, it doesn't matter. It's a non-issue. They inject it to create division, to create diversions. And we have their emails where they're admitting they're stirring us up while they all rob us collectively blind. And I love the trendy thing like Pocahontas, the senator that turned out she isn't Native American but said she was. It's very obnoxious. Now, all these people that obsess about Native Americans all day, you dig in their background, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, it's frustrating to sit back and watch all this unfold. Then you got somebody like Hank Williams Jr. with Native American background. Well, he's not allowed to sing about Native Americans. I mean, look, I've got a huge Native American background. I'm actually proud of my Native American background. It's quite barbarous. I mean, if you're going to be Native American, why not be related to the very worst? I don't think they're the worst. Everybody hated them because they were the dominant ones. And it wasn't the Comanches, folks. That was one of the last groups to get mopped up out west. It was the Lords of the Plains. It was the Comanche. And if you run into real Comanches, they'll tell you they're from another tribe because they were all taken and their tribal names removed and then only later told they were Comanches. But that's a whole other story. Quanah Parker and the whole nine yards. You go in some liberal bar, they'll have like Quanah Parker hanging on the wall like he's God. It's hilarious. But anyways, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're talking about. But, I'm now digressing. It just shows how those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We have so much to cover here with Johnny, Chris, Uncle Sam, Glenn, Donald, and others. I've got a lot to cover. I mean, quite frankly, normally a whole radio show would be dedicated to, my gosh, we've got the biggest stories in sliced bread. We've got video from the 1990s of Obama running around race baiting in Kenya. And we do. We haven't gotten to it yet. It's on InfoWars.com. We've got, already mentioned it, but it's big. Man says Bill Clinton's a rapist live on MSNBC. The chain reaction has begun. I want to salute you. We've got the hurricane. Matthew makes landfall about 2 hours ago, slamming into Haiti, where the Clintons have already robbed everybody of 94% of the charity money. Pray for those folks, because there's going to be a lot of death in Haiti. And that place is a mudslide haven. You got gun sales hit 17 straight monthly record, up 27%. You've got feds enlist police to scan gun show customers' license plate report finds from the Wall Street Journal. I mean, this is getting crazy. You've got existential threats to world economic order, cloud IMF talks. They say Trump's the big problem. They're holding us hostage. You know, don't vote for Trump or we'll bring you into a depression. That just shows you how controlled the situation's got. But I want to run through your calls. Chris and Uncle Sam and Donald and Johnny and everybody else that's holding, bam, bam, bam. And then I'm going to start getting to these clips because there's a lot I haven't gotten to. But since I mentioned it, here's Assange last night saying, you don't think at 3 a.m. I released the information. I just advertised for months, and then this week said it'd be a press conference and told intermediaries that it would be absolutely decimating her. What was the quote? It was devastating. And publicly, she will be indicted. But then it just turns into an Access TV production with muffled audio. Here it is.
We understand that if we're going to make a major publication in relation to the United States at a particular hour, we don't do it at 3 a.m. That's something for it. We have a great many upcoming publications. The material that WikiLeaks is going to publish before the end of the year is of a significant moment, such a significant moment in different directions, affecting three powerful organizations in three different states, as well as, of course, information previously referred to about the U.S. electoral process. But WikiLeaks needs to change in order to survive and thrive through the next few months. Now, why we have been growing and why we are while we are in a position to...
That's enough. I mean, this is a bunch of muffled garbage. Now he says, though, supposedly, I can't find the quote, but that he's going to release some of the Hillary stuff before or on November 8th. Okay. We need time to analyze these tranches of material that people sent you because they believed it was vital, and you say it will indict her. So you're aiding and abetting someone you say should be indicted, Farage, if you don't release the information. That's the issue. You can do whatever you want. I think physically you're a hero. I admire much of what you've done. You've been through a lot, 4 years in the embassy. God knows what duress you're under. So I'm going to tentatively say that I'm giving you a pass on this, and I admire you in many ways. I don't attack you out of jealousy. I wouldn't want to be in your position. But, man, when you're up at 5 a.m. hoping for some intel on Hillary, and you don't deliver, and you're up there with a bunch of simpering liberal women puling around, I mean, it was pretty hard to take, bro. Why did you apologize that we can't release it at this time? We're still verifying the info or something. Why did you do it to me? I've read the quotes. He also promised that all documents related to U.S. election would be released by the 8th. But then I don't know where he says it. I know CNET News and the Daily Mail says he said it. I watched it last night. I did not hear it. Maybe I missed something. Where's the quote? So, look. I want to take the high road. In case I'm wrong, in case I'm being precipitous, I will apologize for calling you the dam holding back all of Hillary's BS. There's a different colloquialism I used, a little bit of a verbal flourish that I won't say in front of children. It wasn't really that dirty, but it's just a fancy term for butt cork. I hope to say you're the hero of the age and not the enabler of Hitlery. But that's my bottom line. That's my bottom line. Let's go to the calls. Donald in Connecticut, you're on the air. You're in the path of some of the tracks of the old Hurricane Matthew. What do you think?
That's right. What I think is that the devastation of Haiti that's happening now would give Donald Trump a platform from which to attack the Clinton.
I was going to say it earlier. I think Trump, I'm not going to let you steal my thunder. I meant to say it and got distracted. Trump should fly into Haiti with his planes and food a day after it leaves. I mean, in a day. When it's gone in a day towards the U.S., he should fly down, bring food, and in a press conference point out that Hillary stole 94.3% of the money. And oh, my God, exactly. Everyone start tweeting Trump. He needs to go now to Haiti. In a day and a half, it's going to be blue skies, total devastation. He needs to land on the tarmac with helicopters, if he has to, ahead of the jets coming in, and be giving people the food with a security detail, and then he needs to fly from there to the U.S. as the hurricane's hitting and be totally presidential. Is that what you're about to say?
Yes. So rather than deal with something as a historical fact, you can deal with the present misery that anyone can see on any newsreel and earmark.
And then he says, I had to do this because I watched Crooked Hillary steal hundreds of millions from the Haitian children. I had to do this to stop her from having a new aid event where she steals the money again.
Yes, and you can show how...
And then he could give $5 million.
Stealing the money before sets up a situation where they're compromised going into this, and more misery as a result. You can show that. In the real time, now.
By the way, Donald, you didn't tell the call screener that. It just said Haiti, Hurricane Matthew. But I was going to say that an hour ago and just forgot to. Are great minds thinking alike? Donald's got to go literally hours after it leaves. He's got to start preparing the mission now, loading the plane with basic food with a bigger pledge. He's got to go around the hurricane and land literally as the hurricane leaves in a stroke of bold beauty.
And you play some clips of the old man Bush and Bill Clinton and praying for money, asking everybody to give up their money, and then show how little went to these people and show them.
And he can tear up the Bushes and be bipartisan as well. It is a absolute stroke of genius. Please continue. Tell us what he should do. Because I threw out my ideas, because I want folks to know they were mine. What was your idea? I'm sure it's similar but specific.
Just to attack it from using the newsreels in a media sense where it's happening right now. Well, we're not talking about 2 years, 3 years ago. We're talking about what you can do and what the Clintons have created in the terms of misery and death that's unfolding right now.
There's the headline. Donald Trump goes to Hurricane Matthew ravaged Haiti. He needs to go before Hillary. Oh, because listen, she'll then try to crawl down there or won't go once he's already gone, and it'll be a huge focus on her stealing the Haitian money. I think that's the number one thing against her.
I think it's wonderful. And the other thing I want to say before I go is I believe that George Soros is a U.S. citizen, is he not?
Yes, he's a U.S. citizen.
All right, he could be arrested for the sedition and treason that he's created. Why isn't he? He has a home.
A Dallas police officer has filed suit against him in the Justice Department for inciting the murder of police officers. And clearly he's funded groups that put that rhetoric out. He's definitely liable for it, and I think that's what needs to happen.
So we're going to have a hell of a situation with this people being uprooted with the hurricane, both domestically and certainly in Haiti, and it presents itself as this wonderful opportunity, not for the Haitian people, but to show the deficiencies of what has happened. And people will really grab it.
Yeah, I'm going to call Roger Stone right now and see if he answers, because this is so important. I mean, I can try to get a hold of Trump, too, but the key is everybody needs to tweet at Trump, please go to Haiti, expose the fact that Hillary stole the money. I'm going to clip this clip out, put it out on YouTube right now. I'm going to shoot a produce report at the end of the show. Absolutely. In fact, I have all these great ideas in the morning, then I have them on the show, and then I just forget to get to most of the real gravy here. That is a stroke of genius. Plus, Trump has always cared about people. He's always donated to emergencies. He absolutely needs to be presidential, which he's already been, and he needs to fly into Haiti right now, unannounced. He needs to come in tomorrow. That hurricane will be gone. In fact, let's look at the track. We can put it up on screen. It hit about 2-3 hours ago. The eye of the hurricane is already, last time I checked, moved off of Haiti. But still, it's in the eye of the storm. I mean, still blasting it. And he needs to get in there right behind that sucker. Yeah, it'll take about a day for that monster to move out and hit the Bahamas. He can fly right down out of the Midwest and around that baby. He can probably also land in Dominican Republic and get a helicopter escort if he wants to be safe, because Haiti is super third world, and get in there. But he's a man of destiny. This is what he needs to do. Do you agree?
Yes, I saw a clip where some representative of Haiti at some meeting was saying to him, get behind us. Get behind us to show that Clinton's stealing, and we're on your side.
Oh, I remember that about 2 weeks ago. One of the leaders of Haiti, I think it might have been the president, was like, get behind us, Trump. Come here and help us, you know, talk about the fraud. Haiti is inviting him in. We've got to find that clip right now. A Haitian leader invites Trump down. We need to find that clip. Great point, sir. Amazing, Donald.
The entire region is behind him there, not just Haiti.
Is your name really Donald?
Yes, it is.
That's cool. All right, man.
Donald,
I appreciate it.
Donald Eldon. Thanks.
All right, Donald. You're awesome. I tell you, this is so exciting. We've got to get Trump to go to Haiti right now. And then the media will spin it, if he doesn't do this, that he went to Haiti instead of going to America. So that thing will take another day once it leaves to get up there. He's got to come in, cancel what he's doing. Believe me, this is going to be victory. Believe me, to quote Trump, believe me. Get in, and then literally fly behind the hurricane, landing, and make a big spectacle. He's flying right behind the hurricane, and then land. This is amazing. Storm chaser Donald Trump. There it is. Haitian Senate President. Exposed Clinton Foundation. Hillary Clinton tried to bribe me. Oh, my gosh. Get me that clip immediately. Haitian President exposes the Clinton Foundation. Wow. Yeah. My memory served. Let's get that clip. Guys, start your engines. Get these clips ready. During a break, I'm going to shoot a produced clip to Trump. We have got to do this right now. And obviously, I'm going to be getting on the phone here. Oh, my gosh. This is. I bet Roger's already thought of this. Let me call him right now. Because this cannot wait. Again, they'll claim that he doesn't care about America and have that all in the news. That's why he's got to hit Haiti before and then be there right after it hits the U.S. Stroke of genius, I'm telling you right now. We've got to do this. That's all I'm thinking about 24-7 is how to defeat Hillary. I couldn't even basically sleep last night. I've had 2.5 hours sleep. This is history right now. This is a war. We're in a war. Yeah, I start texting Roger Stone, and we need to, I mean, look, it's a no-brainer that he needs to get to Haiti. But again, then immediately to the United States back. Before the hurricane even hits, he's got to be in place in helicopters, you know, go around the storm in a plane, land, have helicopters waiting, be waiting. As soon as the hurricane blows out, if you've been in a hurricane, as soon as it leaves, it's like still. He needs to be right behind the hurricane in the worst hit area with floods behind him, with the issue of raging water. Oh, my, it will devastate the enemy. This is the key. This is the key. Yes. Yes. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of the info war, to quote William Shakespeare in his great play. Okay, we've got Uncle Sam's been holding forever. I'm going to go to break, come back, go to Uncle Sam. I'm going to go to Chris in Virginia, and then Canadian Soldier and Johnny and many others. Just briefly, we've got 23% off on the amazing nutraceutical super supplement, DNA Force. We rarely discount it. It funds the operation. The Hillary for President shirts will be discontinued in 34 days if you want those. The Bill Clinton rape shirt, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Hell, I think I'm going to get on a plane and go to Haiti. I mean, this is it. History's happening now. Pull out all the stops.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
The president of the Haitian Senate on September 18th, just 2 weeks ago, we covered it at the time, asked Trump to basically come to Haiti and expose how they stole the money and also sold watered-down drugs that people had shipped in. That video's up on Zero Hedge. We need to draft Donald Trump to go to Haiti because he's invited, meet with this guy, expose the bribery, talk about how she swindled 94.3% of the money. That's mainstream news. And just say the way they treated you, what they did, now you're in so much trouble. I'm here to try to get an initiative where 100% of the money actually goes to you. You know, after credit card expenses or whatever, after, you know, bank expenses to actually help. What do we really need to do to help Haiti? That'll be a huge victory. Then he meets there for a day, turns around, flies in for where the U.S. gets hit. It will dwarf what he did in Mexico and Louisiana for being presidential and exposing corruption. I'm telling you, I was sitting there thinking this morning, abusing Islamic women, Hillary being a big supporter of Sharia law and putting people in charge in Libya that are for Sharia law, and supporting Islamicists for Sharia law in Egypt and Syria and Iraq, is one of her biggest crimes that women should wake up to. But man, stealing the money from little Haitian kids, there's a special place in hell for that. But don't worry, Bill Clinton's out in the news. It's up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Bill Clinton criticizes Obamacare. Obama-Clinton infighting erupts. I mean, this is what Hillary always wanted. It's what the globalists wanted. Now she's trying to act like Trump. He's trying to act like Trump running around. Now, he doesn't like Obamacare. Oh, yeah, right. These people are truly amazing. Hell, now the Democrats are getting hit with Obamacare and the fact that it's doubling, tripling prices and you can't keep your doctor and there's penalties. I would be surprised if they didn't run ads saying, Donald Trump passed Trump Care and lied and said it was called Obamacare 4 years ago. But actually, Donald Trump did it. Now, here is the leader, and we'll give you his name as well and put this on screen, of the Haitian Senate. The president of the Senate. We'll put the article back up on screen. We'll play this clip and then go back to your calls. You guys put the Zero Hedge up, or just print it for me because I've been needing it for a little while. I know you're doing a great job. If I can just print me that. Former Haitian president of the Senate is speaking out to tell the truth about Clinton Foundation at a Trump event. The former president said that Clinton was trying to buy him. She tried to appeal to him. And then they've got his name. I remember looking it up and checking that he was, in fact, the former leader of the Senate. And a few years ago, he was in charge. It's got to have his name there. But the ex-Haitian Senate president. Let's go ahead and play that clip now, though, that Zero Hedge had. Here it is.
In 2010, the earthquake of Haiti, not only American taxpayers, but the whole world has given billions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation for the Haitians. Not even 2% of that money went back to Haiti. So, Mr. Trump, we are asking you, begging you, the Haitian community will side with you if one day you ask Hillary Clinton publicly to disclose the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti in 2010 after the earthquake.
Who was the leader of the Senate at the time, who they tried to bribe so he'd go along with the billions. I keep saying hundreds of millions being stolen. We're not funded by stealing Haitian money from little kids. We're funded by you supporting us. 23% off DNA Force and InfoWarsLife.com. We have the new Biome Defense probiotic out as well. Your support is the lifeblood of this operation. I salute you. Stay with us.
We are now only 34 days out from the election that will decide Americanism or globalism.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.